Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Carrie and Tommy are about to pick up your arvo with stacks of fun. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one at Chemist Warehouse. The real house of fragrance this Christmas. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Tuesday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Oh, sorry, we've broken.
Like
we've broken Carrie already. We've just shown
how
her.
How good's having a laugh, guys.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
At other people's expense.
And getting out of the house. We just showed you a photo that WebGuy Eli mocked up of bald me hanging out with you.
Bald you, but it's the expression.
Yes.
And then you guys asked whether I'd do the show with that guy. Yeah. No.
I prefer
it's
that
not
photo.
The bird. It's not the bald bit that's the problem. Why can't I say that word? Bald bit.
Bald.
It's not the bald bit.
Oh, old. I prefer that photo.
To the original.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't like photos of yourself.
No,
though.
That one's a lot funnier.
Is it because of the wonky eye?
No.
They can fix that in post-production.
No, they...
get them to airbrush it.
I asked them to
put it into your contract. Every photo must have my right eye lift.
Yeah, right. Well, the good thing is we could just hire the one person to do two eyes. One
my
of yours.
Left, your right.
We got a big show because...
Oh, my God, Jimmy Barnes is on the show.
Yes.
Always a good day when the great man is here.
Yes, that is true. And up next, if you enjoy laughing at my expense, I've got something else for you because... I had to return my Porsche loan car today.
Can you just
today.
Say Porsche? Porsches
my
and, yeah.
My De Rossi loan car today. And, and I looked like a bit of an idiot, and I think it will give you a bit of joy. I'll tell you about it next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday afternoon. Coming up very soon, we've got $1,000 and $1,000 worth of fragrances to give away, all thanks to Chemist Warehouse.
Yes, fantastic prize because... It's a bit of a grim day. My stocks have dropped.
I disagree. I actually think your stocks have gone up.
No, my stocks have dropped. I've had to drop back my Porsche loan car and I'm back on the pushy.
And as if you're back on the pushy.
Oh, you're all right. I'm back on public
the
transport.
Bright, oh my God, the bright yellow Porsche that you were driving.
Yes, with
was
yellow seatbelts.
Too much.
Yes, it was.
How did it work out for you the last few weeks? So obviously,
I told you. First thing that happened was someone yelled from a ute, and they went, "That shit,"
because you loved it.
It's the most amazing.
You took
piece
every
of machinery.
Body possible in that car
yes.
for a drive.
Yeah.
Oh, did you not get a?
No.
I actually.
I thought Sonia get a bit
yeah.
sick.
Yeah.
Thought it would have made you motion sick.
Yeah. Motion
yeah.
sick.
Yeah.
Why?
Don't you think it would have?
Driving in the front seat of a car.
I think also scared because I want to live for my son.
But he wasn't doing anything illegal in it. He was just driving.
He's, yes, you're very safe.
Yes.
Yeah. you idiot. but
yes.
more to the point,
yes.
I think most men would like to use it to pick up. How did that work out for you?
So good.
Did it?
Yeah. yeah.
No, did you find you had better hits with the ladies in your yellow Porsche?
Yeah. It was hard getting into the back seat. It is a small car.
So the little ladies.
Here's what happened when I returned it, which I think will give you a bit of joy. So I went to the guys at the dealership are so incredibly lovely. I walk in and there's a young lady there and I say, oh, hi, I'm just here to return my loan car. And I've got my key in my hand ready to mm-hmm. hand over. And
even the key's yellow.
The key is yellow. It's a mini Porsche, right?
Oh,
it's a mini in the
course.
Shape of a car.
Yes. yes.
And so I hand it to her and she takes it. And as she takes it, I go, oh, no, 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 no. And she goes, what? And I said, no, no, just give me the key back just for a second. Because I don't know if you remember, Carrie. But
yeah, I remember.
You wrote a note.
Yeah, I
and
remember.
You put it in the key ring yeah, so it was
I
visible.
Think the note is how I think most women would feel about seeing a man drive that car.
You wrote a note that says, I have a tiny penis. And I thought it was funny, so I left it there. And it was when she took the body of the key and then I saw the tag dangling down with the note saying, I have a tiny penis. So I thought, no, 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 no. And so I said, can I just have the key back? And she goes, yeah. And then hands me the key back. And then I go, sorry, I've just got a note here from a friend. And
that
then
was so hard to clip. Eli and I couldn't clip it in there. How did you get it out?
I couldn't. So then I'm trying to get it out. And she goes, what are you doing? And I said, oh, my friend has put a note in here. And she said, what did the note say? And I said, oh,
don't say it again. It's just so no one has to hear it again.
I have a tiny.
Yeah.
And then she goes, really? And then I thought, she didn't believe me. And so then I went, yes, and showed her the note. And she said, oh, that's funny, but did not laugh. Oh, that's funny, much like you do to Jesse most of the time.
But he's funny.
And I don't even get to drive a Porsche.
Yeah. You don't want to drive one. Honestly, yes, I don't think, reckon it
the,
was a good
they're
look.
They're the most amazing cars.
That's because you want another
jealous.
Loan deal.
Yeah.
What would you have to say to actually get the car? Not just loan it, but actually get it.
Oh, who knows, but I'm up for it. Probably that I've got a tiny. And then we had to work together.
You and the woman to clip open the thing.
To clip open the thing to remove the note.
Oh my God.
So that Porsche, a luxury car brand, can have back their key so it doesn't hand it to the next person and says, I have
a tiny. Well, the chances that he's still got one of those as well if he's driving one of them. So.
Hey, or she might be driving one of them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm open to a deal if we're talking deals. Do love my Toyota, though.
Oh, mate.
It's hard to fit all the kids in the back of that.
At the anyway, they could give you a four-wheel drive. Anyway, 13, 10, 60.
Like my Toyota.
How did you? Oh my gosh, Carrie, this is unashamed.
Mate, you're doing a whole break on your Porsche deal. What are you talking
Mine's
about?
Not a deal. Mine was a 2-week loan.
Yeah, well,
right?
At least one of us gets to keep it all year round.
I don't want to keep your Toyota, mate. I'm happy on the pushy. Give us a call, 13, 10, 60. When did your mate stitch you up? I'd love to know, because this was all Carrie's doing and I completely forgot about it, and then it made me look like an idiot in, once again, one of the finest car establishments in the world, the Porsche dealership. Give us a call, 13 10 60. When did your mate stitch you up?
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Be a Tuesday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and on 13 10 60, when did your mate stitch you up?
Yes, because Bickers, you wrote a very funny little note in my key for my Porsche loan card.
I was just writing, I was going to say, an accurate picture of what most people think when they see a man in a car like that.
What a legend.
No, the opposite of that.
You wrote, I have a tiny penis. And I did not remember, because I thought it was quite funny. So I left it there and then didn't realise until I handed the keys back to the lovely lady who worked there, and she took the key from my hand and I saw the note still dangling in the kitchen. Anyway, give me back the key.
I wish it had been given to her, like another businessman who was, but didn't realise. And so he's like, hey guys, and he's leaving his keys lying around
throws
everywhere.
His key over to show someone. Look what I've got.
Taylor, when did your friend stitch you up?
We're on U10 snow camp a couple of years ago. Mm. And we decided to set off the fire alarms at night. So then...
Just a bit of fun?
Yeah, just to spice it up.
Yeah.
And then we made a pact not to snitch. No one was snitching. So we got lined up about 2 metres apart. And I was about fifth in line. And I didn't snitch, but everyone in front of me did. So I got double punishment.
You got double punishment?
I was threatened with double punishments. And I was like, no, I didn't say anything. But apparently they snitched.
I'm interested. What was a single punishment? What was?
Oh, I think suspension.
So you were going to get 2 weeks off.
Yeah,
that's
don't know.
That's the best.
So how does that conversation happen afterwards when you realise that you were the only one that kept the pact?
Oh, I was livid.
Did you stay friends?
Yes, we had to.
You're not telling me snow camp turned a bit frosty. Next caller, please. G'day, Turi.
Hello.
Hello, Turi. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, that's good. Did your friends stitch you up?
Yes, they did.
Good stuff.
How, Turi? Talk to us. What happened?
Well, he's actually one of your people that call up and comment on or ring up all the time. He
is went this to Big J?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did Big J do?
Went to a wedding and he was wearing a pink G-string. And his fly come down and someone mentioned that you're wearing something pink, and he turned around and mentioned that it was actually mine, which was not true. So everyone turned around and looked at me.
And, Turi, was it your pink G-string?
No.
Don't have to be defensive, Turi.
I'm
not sure whose it was, but...
Sounds like it might have been yours, Turi.
Nah. Could have been my missus.
Oh, you and Big J sound like you have so much fun together.
I know. Do you have matching G-strings?
Say again?
Nothing. It doesn't matter. You're good on your Turi. Thank you.
The producer said his was a good one too.
The G-string.
Naden, what happened? When did your mate stitch you up?
Oh, so before soccer season ended, so I'm talking about a month ago. So we've all decided to go hit up town for a round of beers and a bit of a boogie. And anyway, he's like, yeah, who wants a round of beers? I'll go get him. And then he's pointing out to me and he brings me up to the bar. And I'm like, yeah, mate, why'd you call me up? And he's like, all right, where's your card? So I had to pay for the round of beers for everyone.
What's happening?
I don't know. I think we've done these in the wrong order because I think we should have built, you know.
I thought we were building.
But I don't think.
How is that a stitch-up, Naden?
It was a stitch-up because he didn't say, you know, we all thought he'd pay for it.
God,
but, because we take it in turns, and I'm having to lash out $128 on beers.
What colour's your G-string?
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy's Cents for Dollars.
Chemist Warehouse is the real house of fragrance this Christmas. Spoil a loved one this Christmas with a fragrance from Chemist Warehouse. Shop in store or online today.
You've just got to guess the celebrity scent based on the clue that we are going to give you. $1,000 and $1,000 worth of fragrances from Chemist Warehouse will be all yours. Laura, are you ready to win some cash?
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Tommy. I am so ready to win some cash.
Do you know your perfumes, Laura?
I do. I do. Rihanna's my favourite, but I do know my perfumes really well.
All right. Well, this should be easy for you, Laura. We're going to give you your clue now.
Paris Hilton.
Oh, that was so quick, Laura.
Yeah, I think, yes.
Quick.
Paris
and correct.
Hilton.
Congratulations.
Don't do that to me.
I didn't even know that was a Paris song. Was that a big hit?
Yes.
Was it?
The one and only.
Yes. Okay. $1,000 cash and $1,000 worth of fragrances, all thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Coming your way, Laura.
Woo-hoo! Thank you, guys. Love
Chemist
you.
Warehouse is the real house of fragrance this Christmas. Spoil a loved one this Christmas with a fragrance from Chemist Warehouse. What is coming up next, Tommy?
We are doing a segment for the second time ever that really kicked off last week.
It was one
week.
Of our biggest online responses.
Was it?
I don't think you were expecting it. But
is that why we're doing it again?
No, I just think it's interesting how people engaged with it.
Yes, it's good to drive things across multi-platforms, because anyway, we're doing it again next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Pink's new one, Never Gonna Not Dance Again for your Tuesday afternoon. Yeah, dog or nah, dog?
I love the song. I just wish it was called I'm Gonna Dance Again.
Every time I hear it now, it makes me laugh. Things of you saying, well, why does she say she's never going to not
never
do it?
Never going to not do it.
Which means she is going to do it. Yeah.
I will. I just want to dance.
Yeah, dog to dancing. It's never not a good idea.
Yeah,
dog!
Yeah. What about a one that I don't think will be controversial? I think if you are just joining us, this is a segment where we throw something out to the group and you guys have to respond with either, yeah, dog.
Yeah, dog!
Or nah, dog.
Nah, dog.
But last week when you brought this segment to us, you started with the little plastic ties at the top of bread packets, and it was just a simple thing that caused a lot of division in the team. But then producer Bell brought up the male contraceptive, and we ended up having a very big discussion about it. Mm. And would you believe the next day a world-first male contraceptive that takes one single injection has been developed?
There was just one
injection and you're done. You're sorted.
Because there was another one. Because obviously, because we've been talking about it, started popping up on my phone, right?
Oh.
And then we were joking about how easy it would be for men and how we'd make there'd be no side effects
of
or
course,
any of these.
Of course.
One of the ones that came up for me was a wafer that you only had to take once a year.
That was tasteless and dissolved.
Of
course it does. Meanwhile, we're injecting these things, sticking things up our bits. We're doing everything.
What things are you sticking up your bits?
You know, the implanons in your arm, IUDs.
Oh.
Do you want me to list all the things that we put ourselves through?
We've already got it across that.
No.
I don't
So, dog, you're not into that? No. Yeah, right.
This is a very simple one to start. Take away tea.
Nah, dog. Just make it at home.
Dog.
It's too expensive. It's too hot to carry.
Yes.
It's just all not necessary.
Yes. And sometimes they put two takeaway cups.
Yep.
It's still scalding hot. And particularly if you then go and drive, you may as well just sear the skin from your crutch before you get in the car.
I stupidly took a cup of tea on a drive the other day, but just tea from home that didn't have a lid on it.
Oh, my gosh.
And I burnt my bits to smithereens.
Did you?
It was so hot. It takes so long to cool down.
Yes, and then once it cools down, it's too cold.
Yeah.
There is literally, in the life of a tea, which is about 15
it's
minutes.
About 30 seconds.
I reckon there's 12 seconds where it's optimal drinking temperature.
So, Just a tea in general?
No,
takeaway tea.
Yes,
okay.
Just takeaway tea. Jesse, how do you feel about takeaway tea?
But especially for the price that they charge for it. Because it's like a 5-cent bag that they put in there and some hot water.
And when they leave the bag in.
And they leave the bag in and they're not ashamed that it's just like a normal, like a Lipton.
Of course, and then you got to like dig.
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, that's $5.50. And you're like, why?
You guys are forgetting the labour that goes into making tea. And when you're at a cafe, there's all sorts of overheads. So you can't just say.
Are you joking?
A packet of tea that has 50 bags thrown in it would cost them a cent.
I get that. But if you say that to go and get takeaway tea from a cafe.
So how do you justify this, Son? Because I understand there's more cost. But tea is the same price as coffee.
Yeah, way more labour and coffee.
So, but
they've got to make a coffee.
Does tea cost more than coffee?
The same amount is unnecessary. It should be half the price.
Yeah, so which one are they lying about?
You've got to do the whole coffee process.
Because
it's
you're
just hot water.
Heaps of people with coffee, and so you've got that as your uniform price, which takes more labour, and then some annoying person comes in and wants a takeaway tea, you can't just charge them less for it.
Why? It's just hot water on a tea bag.
That cost a cent.
If you were busy in a cafe, you'd be thrilled that someone asked for a tea because it would take you 2 seconds.
And then you charge them top dollar.
Yeah.
Why not, though? Because you've still got to pay the same amount of rent whether you're making tea or someone making coffee.
That makes
they don't charge the same price for toast as they do for,
lasagna,
eggs.
Full
and
breakfast.
Yes, because they've got to pay for overheads. Yeah. Like, you still price things differently.
The rent's the same, and if you want extra milk, that is going to be the cost.
Oh, nah, dog, to you, Son, and your thoughts.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah.
Bickers, what do you got?
Well, one that you suggested before. What?
Yes,
why are you laughing?
Because you could just have,
I could have what?
Bought it as your own thought.
No, I don't like to lie. It was your idea.
Okay.
Dog to lying.
It sounds like you don't have any confidence.
To being honest.
Like you don't have confidence in this.
No, you said nose rings, but nose rings, the little bull ring goes underneath. Mm-hmm. And I immediately went, dog. But then I remembered that my makeup artist, Carly, wants me to get a little nose stud with her. And I thought, maybe dog.
A snot catcher.
Yeah, dog!
Yeah.
I'm into it. Yeah, yep. I reckon it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Would you get a big old ring like the bull ring?
Nah, I think just a tiny little stud. My mum has always wanted one. I thought she's got such a cute button nose. We could go get them together.
She should get a bull ring. Imagine pulling Jenny around the room by a bull ring.
That's so weird. That's my mum.
Yeah, but she's got,
if I come home one day and you're pulling my mum around,
I'm
by
dressed
her
as
nose.
A farmer taking Jenny around the house.
Sorry, Mum, that's so disrespectful.
Why is it disrespectful?
Mum doesn't want to be pulled around the house
but
by her nose.
Why else would you get a bull ring?
Because you might think it looks cool. Anyway, she's not. She wants a little stud.
So we all agree that, dog.
I'm saying dog to little studs, nah, dog to bull rings.
Can I quickly throw another one in? Nipple piercings.
Not for me. Nah, dog, but you do you.
But hang on, this is your thoughts on it in general.
Wait, on getting them yourself or on other people?
Yeah, that's
so
what I
reckon.
So for other people, dog, you should get whatever you want.
Okay, because I disagree. I reckon women get whatever you want. Men, don't get your nipples.
Oh, don't get your nipples.
Nah, dog.
No, sorry. Yeah. I didn't know that's what you were asking. Yeah. Guys, don't get your nipples.
No. And if you do and you come out of my house, I'm going to drag you around my house. Give us a call. 131060, what do you want to throw out to the group and get us to say, dog or nah, dog? Give us a call.
Gary and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon. And coming up a little bit later on, Jimmy Barnes joins the show. But right now on 131060, what do you want to say, dog or nah, dog to?
We're in the middle of a passionate discussion. Passionate discussion about piercings.
Yes. G'day, Jade.
Hi, how you going?
Pretty good. We mentioned a few piercings. There was the bull ring, the nipples, or the nose stud. Do you have passionate thoughts about any of those?
Nipple, yeah, dog, all the way.
Yes.
Agreeing. Okay. Yeah, dog.
Sorry, you've got to give him time to do his thing, Jade. What was the next one?
Nah, dog, for eyebrow rings. Nah,
dog. Oh,
remember eyebrow rings. Did you ever have an eyebrow ring?
No, I didn't. But Drazik from Heartbreak High had one. I remember thinking it was cool.
Yeah, all the guys we used to hang out with had eyebrow rings.
Did they?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. Did you Jessie? Have one, Jess?
Nah, I was always too scared because I heard the horror story that someone got it through here and then it might get the nerve and then make it all go a bit slumpy. And I was like, oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah.
What about our audio producer who works from a cave in Ipswich? Did you get your eyebrow pierced?
I had both sides of my eyebrows done, and I'm so shocked you asked me. Both of them got like ripped out at different points, though. So
big
nah dog to getting them because
mate.
Dog. At the pub during a hearty disagreement one time.
Oh, my God.
and was the...
It wasn't when Tommy was dragging you around on all fours around the house.
It was Tommy.
Yeah.
Just when you say they were pulled out, was that they were knocked and then came out, or were they deliberately pulled out?
One time plucked, like literally just...
Oh!
Yeah. And then, the other time just afterwards.
But through the skin... They pulled through the skin. Yeah. That's so disgusting. Men are animals.
Imagine just plucking a eyebrow ring.
Or picking him up by the eyebrow ring and carrying him across the room.
I mean, it could have been worse, Jez. It could have been your nipple piercings.
they're pretty safe. I tape them up when I go out.
Yes, the Band-Aids on them.
I'm going to say something controversial. Mm-hmm. Nah, dog, at all times, everywhere to sparkling water. Unnecessary.
I've got an unnecessary addition to life.
You're
an idiot.
No,
Carrie.
I just, it's like, I don't like it. We didn't need it. It's.
Yeah, everything's better with sparkling.
It's not. Yeah, it's just not.
Everything's better with sparkles.
Remember, we did this with wine ages ago, and you said that the sparkling one was better.
Yes, wine, yes. Everything's better with wine. But Carrie, the sparkling water is unnecessary.
There's a cafe near me that does free sparkling water, and there's a queue out the block.
Well, they're wrong. Nah, dog.
Omar,
what do you say to sparkling water?
I'm going to say yeah, dog, because there's so many flavours.
Yes.
I love it. But you know what? I also want to say another thing. Yeah. I love you guys both, but I want to help out Sonda here a little bit about the tea and coffee topic.
Yeah.
The tea plant takes a lot longer to harvest. Lot longer to maintain, and that's why the cost of harvesting the tea itself is a lot higher than coffee.
No,
and that's why.
But give me loose leaf then.
No, but wait.
Adds up to that.
But just in a cost of goods thing, like tea bags are
cheaper
than
coffee.
Sorry, what was that?
Oh, tea bag.
It's hard to win the argument.
Say that again.
Say it again.
Your
Honor. Damn it, Omar. No. No, Ma.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, and coming up very soon, we're going to let you know how you can win the trip of a lifetime.
Up next, though, this is insane.
Because
what?
I want to plug my comedy show.
Oh, sorry, you didn't do that first.
Yeah, the fine
I want to tell you about Nick Cannon, how much child support he's paying. But you tell me about your comedy show.
Well, speaking of child support, I need to fund mine. So the fine people of Newcastle, Friday night, I will be inside you. Can you please come to my show?
All right,
we'll have a great great time. Pay my child support and make some more. I'll see you there, Newcastle.
Great. Up next, though.
Hang on, I haven't done the website.
Sorry.
TommyLittle.com.au. What's up next, Carrie?
I want to tell you how much child support Nick Cannon pays. Keep in mind, he has how many children?
11, I think, now.
11 children. I will tell you next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy. Woo!
For your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and it is time for this.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Go now.
Did you
eventually.
Lose a little opener
yeah,
there,
yeah,
did you?
Yeah, just
yeah
lost
to
him.
Run around and found it.
Got him.
Rolled down the room. Okay. Nick Cannon. Yeah. I don't know a lot about Nick Cannon. I've learnt more in the last 5 minutes than I knew ever. I didn't know that Nick Cannon had two kids, twins with Mariah Carey. They were the first two that she had, Moroccan and Munro. Is that it? Yep.
Moroccan.
Moroccan.
Not Morocco.
Morocco. Morocco.
I don't know.
No, his name's Morocco. Okay. he's gone on. Where's Nick Cannon from?
He hosts Nick Cannon's Wild and Out.
But was he from a boy band?
I don't know. He was like a comedian rapper dude.
Oh.
Yeah. And so that shows like them doing like impro rap joke stuff. So like funny rap battles back and forth.
So how would he have met Mariah Carey?
He's big.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I thought he was from the band Five. So that's how much I know.
Dave
but
Chappelle.
Five is seven less than the number of children he's supporting. He is supporting 12 kids. What? Why are you looking
11?
Confused? No, he's got one about to he's about to have another.
Oh,
12.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, with six different mamas.
Yes.
He has to pay $4.5 million in child support.
Wow.
Per year.
You know Kevin Hart and him often prank each other, and one Valentine's Day, Kevin Hart gave him a vending machine full of condoms.
Right. Yeah, that's funny.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which clearly, yeah, it's not been used.
But maybe the women are okay with that. Do you know what I mean? Maybe they want to have their babies with Nick Cannon.
I'm sure they do.
Yes.
Yes.
Especially if they're getting $375 per kid.
Yes.
That's what the math is.
I'll have a kid with them at that price.
So who are the other, are they other famous mums? Georgia, you've done the research on this. Who are the other mothers he's had babies with?
I literally... reading
okay,
article,
I've asked the wrong person, haven't I?
Yeah, you have.
It's a very last minute.
Just the button on.
Pivot.
There's a model, Brittany Bell.
There's one
called Brie Teasy.
Oh.
There's another called Lanisha Cole.
Have we mentioned Mariah Carey already?
Yeah, we've mentioned that.
Oh, damn it.
Because we got also to our group WhatsApp, we got sent his family tree. Have you seen this family tree? I've never seen a more hectic family tree.
I remember there was a story about him maybe a year or so ago now where within hours two separate women posted pregnancy photos saying,
oh, my God.
Oh,
you know,
God.
We're so excited to, and they didn't know about each other.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
What do you mean?
Oh. I don't know if this is interesting, but he dated Kim Kardashian.
Did
that is very interesting song.
Yeah, in terms of how
Georgia,
big
Georgia,
and he
that's
is.
How you do it. You should have bought that stuff.
Noted.
speaking of Kim Kardashian, did you see Pete Davidson today? He's with Emily Ratajkowski
yes,
or whatever her name is.
I did. Do you know the back catalogue? Which I think we should take a moment, clap Pete Davidson in to the
Why
hall,
are we clapping in?
To the Hall of Fame of betting women. This is his list of
what?
What?
That's disgusting.
Because. Have you heard the list? Ariana Grande, Kate Beckinsale, Kim Kardashian, and Em Rada. Yeah, clap. Yes, you went to clap and you stopped.
I didn't, though. He's just not my type, Pete Davidson.
No,
how is he getting these women?
Mate, have you seen his back catalogue? I don't reckon you're his type either.
That is so mean. Kim, where it's hard to tell us apart some days.
You know, you're the Aussie J-Lo. You can't be the Aussie Kim K as well.
I'm definitely not, no. God, how does he, is it his humour?
I don't know.
Or is it because Ariana Grande did famously say that he was well endowed.
Yes.
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 Must be something because he's not attractive.
I think he's attractive.
Do you think?
Yes, I see inner beauty. But anyway, once again, clap him in on the Hall of Fame. Matt, what do you want to do calls on here, Carrie?
Yeah, what do you want to do calls on?
Well, I wanted to have you bedded hotter people than Pete Davidson's bedded. And it doesn't have to be now. It could be 20 years ago when you hooked up with someone who then
what
went
was
on
his
to
list?
Be very famous.
You want famous names?
Yeah, because I don't want people to just ring in and say...
Sarah from accounts back when I was 22. Yeah, That's what I want to hear. I want to hear about Jane. She was smoking
hot. Okay,
great.
And I assume because we live in a world of equality, we're going the other way
as well. Of course.
Yeah, so we can hear about Trevor, who was studying geology.
Trevor would have been hot.
No, Trev's hot.
If you're a hot Trevor, call.
Great.
Yeah. There's a lot of different calls.
There's a lot. 13 1060.
Hey, if you're paying more child support than Nick Cannon, call too. Because 12's a lot.
12 is a lot.
So what's our list of things you can call about?
Just hot people you've bedded.
Yep. Great.
Yeah.
Have you got more kids than Nick Cannon that you're paying child support for? Yep.
Yes.
And what was the other one?
I don't know. It was yours.
Hot Trevor, if you're a hot Trevor. Got it all covered?
Yeah, I think
okay, 13 10 60 is the number. Call.
Good luck, everybody.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on 13 10 60.
It's confusing, Jess. Good luck.
Who was the hottest person you ever hooked up with?
No, okay, Jesse. God, it's not that hard. Oh, sorry. 13 10 60.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you bettered hotter women or men than Pete Davidson? Because his back catalogue is...
Ariana Grande, Kate Beckinsale, Kim Kardashian, Emrata. Well done.
And not me. Do you pay more child support than Nick Cannon, who's currently supporting 12 children, $4.5 million worth?
Are we surprised we didn't get many calls of people paying more child support than $4.5 million?
You don't know that yet. We've got a couple to get through.
That's true.
Last one, though, was are you a hot Trevor?
Yes.
Can't remember how we got there, but just we want to speak
Trevor
to hot Trevors.
It was a hot name.
Well, Trev doesn't sound like a hot name.
I reckon Trev's here to clean the pool and, you know,
do you reckon?
Have a crack at me afterwards.
Brad, well, you're not a hot Trev, are you?
Hello, how are you?
Yeah,
I love a voice disguiser.
It means it's going to be...
In case my wife here.
Yes, great. It's going to be juicy.
In 1998, I was traveling around the UK and I... What's a polite word for it? Hooked up, bedded.
Yes, bedded.
A full inch from Bewitched, the famous girl band Bewitched.
C'est la vie. You are, say you do.
Right.
I love C'est la vie.
How did that...
Don't remember any of the band members, but...
How did that happen, Brad?
We were at an after party somewhere, and I got talking, and I was the lovely, shy Australian guy, and... shiny to me, and the rest is history.
An after party after a Bewitched show?
After a Bewitched show, yes.
Wow.
But of course you've gone on to marry a hotter woman, haven't you, Brad?
Yes, and she's not in the car with me at the moment.
Great answer. Good on you, Brad. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Who have you got there?
Because who's called through now? Is this, is that, Simone? Is it? Simone?
Yeah.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Simone. Hello. Simone, are you paying more than $3.4 million in child support? $4.5 million in child support.
No.
Okay.
I only have one child and he's very naughty.
Okay. Which call topic are you calling for?
I am calling because I have a hot partner called Trevor.
Oh, you've got a hot Trevor.
What's Trev look like, Simone?
Well, he's bald.
Mm.
And he has a goatee.
Oh, you've got me, yes.
And also he's got tats.
Yes. What's
this is exactly how I imagine Trevor looking.
Yes.
This is exactly it.
And he's also, he's a crane operator.
Oh, God.
Yes. So I'm telling you, he can operate any crane.
Can he?
Get it?
Yeah, I think I get it. Hang on, are you the crane?
I'm the old crane.
I love it.
You do?
Yeah.
I'm glad you do because I've never got through on the radio and I'm so glad to speak with you guys.
Simone, you call us anytime.
Okay, will do.
Okay, much love. Bye.
Should we finish with someone who's calling themselves Hot Trevor? No?
No, I don't think so, Carrie. It says not to on our screen.
But that makes me want to speak to him more.
Oh, my gosh. Jesse, please.
What about Renee?
No. Oh, God, Jesse. Oh.
What? What?
Okay.
Why are you getting angry?
Oh, just being a hot
we've still got
too.
Time to chat.
Okay.
No, you crack it then.
No, it's fine. Go to the one that says we shouldn't.
Hot Trevor, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
Hot Trevor, we were told you're not going to be good enough talent to speak to. Prove them wrong.
I'm not going to be good enough talent. I take that as a fence to start with.
Yeah, good.
I'd class myself as a fairly hot Trevor. I'm a builder.
Yep.
5'7".
Yeah.
Only about 74 kilos, fit.
Yep.
Former surf lifesaver.
I'm into it.
I don't know what they're talking about.
No, neither do I.
This guy's a 10 out of 10.
You can operate my crane any day, Trey.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy driving you home this afternoon, and coming up very soon, we're going to chat to Jimmy Barnes.
Carrie and Tommy are headed to Aotearoa, New Zealand, and you could come on a fully Sikh adventure with us.
New Zealand, when a trip you can come and you will see how far you go. Join our show. We're on the way to a land fully Sikh with Carrie and Tommy. And we don't know how far we'll go.
Carrie and Tommy's fully Sikh trip to New Zealand. Aotearoa.
If you seek 100% pure New Zealand.
You know where I'd have to go, Bickers?
Where?
Hawke's Bay.
That's where all the beautiful wine comes from. Cab Sav. Merlot. Yeah, oh, what's a Syrah?
Syrah. Another word for Shiraz.
Is it? Yes, I've never had one of those.
Producer Sonda and I had a big argument about that one day. And it's the only argument that I have proved myself completely right.
Is that the one place where you can do the bicycle wine tours as well?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God, I want to go there.
So fun. Make sure you get yourself to Hawke's Bay. And if you want to come and join us in New Zealand, it's so easy. Just head to carrieandtommy.com.au and register. The trips are going to get given away very soon.
If you seek 100% pure New Zealand.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Well, people sometimes say this next man needs no introduction, and often then you hear who they introduce and you go, actually, a bit of an introduction would have been good, but in this case it's absolutely true. The one and only Jimmy Barnes is
G'day,
here.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Mate, who cares how we are? How are you?
I am terrific. I feel great. I'm worried about how are you?
I'm great. No, I'm on top of the world. It's nice to see you.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm excited because Christmas is around the corner.
You like Christmas?
And normally, we're not going to get bogged down in this, but often Christmas music makes me emotional. I come from a split family and it brings up a lot of emotion.
It does. It does for me too.
Does it?
Yes.
Because you've got a Christmas album out. And I was going to ask you, is this going to make me cry or make me feel happy?
I think some of it will make you laugh. And have, you know, I think that when you think about me singing Silent Night, that should make you laugh.
You see that? I reckon I still find I cry.
Yeah, but there's a couple that might make you cry.
Okay.
There's a few that might. But the thing for us, Christmas was always a tough time for us as well as kids. But the thing that brought us together, you know, even in the toughest of times, was music. So we always sang carols, even as kids. And at my house, you know, with all the kids and grandkids now, you know, no matter what we're doing, the biggest feast, 50 people for lunch, we end up around the piano singing Christmas carols anyway. So it's a mixed emotions for us too.
We did do a lot of singing. My mum loved to sing descant. So whenever I was at church with her, I'd be trying to sing quietly and she'd just go off.
Good
and
on
just,
her.
Yeah, belt it out.
Good on her. Well, I'm not really known for my quiet singing, but there's a bit of crooning on this record.
Is there?
Yes, right. A bit of crooning on this record.
Jimmy, I did want to ask you, obviously, famously, you had a very tough kind of upbringing, and as long as it doesn't stir up too much emotion, I did want to know more about what a Christmas day was like when you were there.
I'm sorry you asked that. No, listen, it was like most, like I've spoken about this in the past. Well, you know, I didn't realize we were that bad off when we were little. You know, you just think everybody's the same. But I did notice, I knew Christmas brought a whole bunch of new pressures on the family, you know, like when your parents are struggling just to feed you or struggling to even speak to each other, that pressure of you know, of just, you know, getting your kids presents and, you know,
thinking
what you haven't got enough for what the other kids are getting in the street and all this sort of stuff. You know, I remember, you know, seeing that pressure on my parents. And one of the things that we do as a family, we've always, you have to make presents in our house. So you can give the kids presents, of course, you know, we give them nice things, but everybody in the family has to make stuff for each other. And so just to make everybody think about, you know, giving something from their heart and, you know, and thinking about the people they're giving to and thinking about the people they love as opposed to shopping. You know, so that's a really good thing, and from that, you know, like you have little cliques set up around the house. You know, like get kids will team up and they'll be making, you know, biscuits or stuff sneakily while you don't know. Other be painting. You know, we've written poetry, I've written books, all the stuff. I make mixtapes. Sometimes I come back and I've been touring till Christmas Eve. And I go, I made money, guys. I'm sorry I made money, all right?
Are you allowed to, when the presents are handmade, mm-hmm. I mean, if my family did that, it'd just be such crap we were giving each other. Are you ever allowed to throw them out as he's gone, or have you amassed this or handmade gift collection?
You know what? You'd be surprised because, you know, there's literally one of the best presents I ever got. I remember Mahalia was probably, you know, 10 or 11, maybe 12 or something. And she got all the cousins and the kids all together and snuck down at the garage with a four track and recorded this little medley of Christmas carols, and it was really, really beautiful. And that year was a big year, you know. I remember there was some really great presents for people were getting and all that sort of stuff. And when the kids gave me this, it's a medley of A Silent Night, Away in a Manger, and River, you know, by Joni Mitchell. And it was a really beautiful Joni Mitchell Christmas song.
Oh.
Sad, very melancholy, very sad. And they played everything and sang on it.
Wow.
And it's like, and there's like the little nieces and nephews who could hardly sing were like croaky and horrible. And Jackie, my son, was learning, you know, classical singing. So he's trying almost singing in German, you know. but it just you couldn't sit and build a song to sound that fragile and that beautiful, and they brought it up, and everything I got paled into insignificance. They put that on, and I cried on the spot, and I've still got it on my computer, and I can put it on and cry and drop for hat.
Yeah.
And that's so that's one. So I find that the presents that they actually put their hearts into, and they think, because they think it becomes a bit of a competition too. They all want to make the better presents than everybody else. So they put their hearts into it, and you get some incredible things.
Guys, that's what we're doing as a team, this office this year. We're going to make each other presents.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
Yeah, it's a good
thing. No, it's a good thing when you've got the talent of this family.
I can bake. You can cook. You make us biscuits. Yes.
But Carrie's baking gifts.
Sings me a song.
I'm out of here.
It'll make me cry.
So talk about Blue Christmas. Blue Christmas is the main single on here.
Yeah.
You're an Elvis fan,
yeah,
obviously, and it's a nod to Elvis.
Yeah, well, it's a bit of a tip of the hat to Elvis, but also, you know, I was thinking about, you know, the Christmas in Australia. Really, you know, I, as a Scotsman, I remember white Christmases, and we, you know, we lived in the south of France, and we, you know, we went to the mountains for Christmas, and it was snowing and all that. But really, the reality is most Christmases you're surrounded by blue sky, except, you know, at the moment, the weather's a bit weird. You're surrounded by blue sky, and quite often you're by the sea in Australia. So I thought Blue Christmas was quite a fitting sort of title for the record. Plus, I'm a big Elvis fan, and it's about, you know, all hail the king, Elvis, you know, so it's good, you know.
Do you know there's an Elvis plane up for grabs?
Yeah.
Really?
We're trying to convince Tommy to buy
it. Lisa Marie.
Yes, she's it's the, what? Which one is it? Not
it's not
that
the
one.
Lisa Marie.
No,
I've
which
seen
one
that
is
one.
It?
It's the third. It's, he had three, and two of them are in Graceland.
All right.
And this third one is up for private sale.
Are you
and,
in it?
Well, we put a bid on it. Which
how much they want for it?
They
I'll check it.
They wanted originally. Oh my God! Would
we'll
you
get it for Christmas?
You guys would get it.
Oh, God, now I've got to make a plane. Oh, my God.
Are you happy to stick around? We want to do our favourite segment with you next.
Absolutely, no problem.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country, if you drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. We're still joined by Jimmy Barnes.
Yes, if you want to celebrate the festive season with Jimmy Barnes, I mean, who better to have playing on Christmas Day than Jimmy Barnes? The Jimmy Barnes Blue Christmas album is out now, November 25, available for pre-order as well. And the great man is with us now. Now about to participate in our favourite, often controversial segment.
Time for Scat Chat!
It's just a relaxed chat between friends.
And scat.
Scat and chat.
Do you scat well?
No, I've never scat much. I've never skipped it up.
I'll start with a very simple question. Jimmy, how do you answer the phone? Do you have a signature way to answer the phone?
Should I be? If I haven't got an answer, do I have to scat it? Hello? No, but my favourite way of answering the phone, my agent, Frank Stavala, who works at Premier Artists here, I used to go when I was a young artist and sit in his office, and he used to have the old-fashioned telephone, and when the phone rang, it was like watching The Sopranos. He'd smash the back of the phone and catch it and go, "Speak." Which I thought, and everybody was completely intimidated, you know?
Speak's so great.
Speak is pretty good.
I had a friend who went through a phase of going, "What now?" That would be his answer. And it always put a bit of life in you.
Yeah, really. It's a fear of death in you. Yes.
Yeah.
Jimmy, when and where did you have your first kiss?
My first kiss was at the Hindmarsh movies when I was about... It's about the same. It was about 11, and in that same year, it was a momentous year for me because I also got thrown out of the school choir, because I didn't blend in, and that year I decided I would much rather chase chicks than be in a choir anyway.
Yep.
And so I got a kiss and I decided to join a band.
Wow,
very cool.
Big year.
Well, do you remember her name?
Susan Panopoulos.
Isn't it funny how you always remember the first?
She was a Greek girl.
No way.
I used to play football for Hellas. You see,
I was going to say, that's like, I feel like any great story often involves getting kicked out of something.
Yeah,
like Michael Jordan was famously cut from his high school basketball team.
Was he?
You got kicked out of choir, and I have no more examples of that happening.
But it's enough.
And look where you are now.
I literally, they said I didn't blend, and I thought that was a great thing. And I thought, well, I don't want to blend. I want to stand out, and I've been trying to stand out ever since.
Yeah, that's great. Mm. What was the last thing you were kicked out of?
I've been kicked out of a lot of things. Let me think. I've been asked, nicely to leave a few things like that. not many people throw me out anymore, but I've been asked, politely to leave the odd dinner by, my wife. leave a bar. but not much, and leave the room. I've been quite often asked to leave the room.
Yeah.
And the kids, leave it alone, Dad. Enough. Don't talk about it anymore.
Jam or marmalade?
I like marmalade. Jane makes the best marmalade ever. Huh. She makes this, she makes a batch a week for me.
Oh my God. How much are you eating?
I every morning on toast. But she makes it so fine. It's whiskey and blood orange marmalade.
She's got
it down to a fine art. It's so good.
It's starting like, the day like, with some whiskey, like, and toast.
Whiskey and toast.
What a rocker.
I hadn't even thought about that. Maybe it's the whiskey I like, not the
mark. This one proves to be more controversial than we ever planned on it being. Yep. But is it Z or Z?
Z.
Okay, that was simple.
Yeah. And Z, should we do the... is this me or you?
Z's
or?
American, yep.
Isn't it? Z, I don't know. We have a split pretty much 50-50 between Z, Z and H and H.
H.
Yeah.
H.
I agree. Yeah. Carrie's got a question she always asks.
No, we share who asks it.
It's a question.
But I feel comfortable asking you this.
Okay.
We've known each other a while.
I was actually quite intimidated to ask.
No,
Mr.
feel like I know Jimmy well enough that he won't take offence by this
okay,
question.
Okay, great.
Uh-oh.
Jimmy Barnes, when was the last time you shat yourself?
But I haven't sort of done it in the last sort of 50-odd years. So maybe I was fine.
Oh, so you've not done it as an adult?
No, never. I've had gastro, but I've always...
Made it to the toilet.
I'm one of these people. I don't even like going to public toilets. I can hold on anywhere. It doesn't matter doesn't matter what's going on in my stomach. My stomach is like cast iron.
Oh.
And I will hold on for anything.
And you've got a very strong sphincter.
A sphincter. Yeah. I exercise that sphincter regularly. So to answer your question clearly, I don't remember actually. So I must have been under four.
Great. Make sure you grab Jimmy Barnes' Christmas album. Don't grab his sphincter.
Don't grab his pants, whatever you do.
You will not be able to get a finger in that sphincter. It's sealed shut. Is out November 25. Is available for pre-order now.
One quick question before you go. Yeah. We followed Ned Brockman on his journey.
Yeah.
You were his number one motivator. Yeah. How incredible was that?
He was unbelievable. He turned up at a gig. He came to a gig after he got back, about a week after. And no kidding, he was so gaunt. He just ran across Australia for Christ's sake, and I was talking to him, and I sort of hadn't really put to I thought about how far he ran. He was running two marathons a day for 40 days or something. And he told me that halfway across the Nullarbor, he had to get driven back for 14 hours to a hospital where they shot his leg full of cortisone, and he had to tie a rubber band from the bottom of his foot up above his knee because he couldn't hold his foot up. And then he ran across the rest of Australia.
It's nuts,
he's a machine.
Yeah. Amazing.
And I said, what are you going to do now? He said, I'm thinking about running the length of New Zealand. I'm going, lunatic. But a really nice chap and unbelievable. And to raise that much money for homelessness.
No,
and I love the story that he came from the country and sort of hadn't seen homelessness before. and yeah. wanted to do something about it. And most people don't do anything, don't get off their ass and do something. He's a champion.
Yeah.
Well, Jim,
I don't know what happened. Just got off the claim.
Jimmy Barnes, thank
I'm
you, mate.
I'm squeezing too tight.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
That's where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon. If you're just joining us, you've just missed our chat with Barnsley. You can grab the podcast on the Listener app. Go and check it out. But guys, Chemist Warehouse is the real house of fragrance this Christmas. Shop yes. the biggest range of big brand fragrances at the lowest prices at Chemist Warehouse.
Not to be confused with the fake house of fragrances, which is what Jesse calls his bathroom. Make sure you don't get tricked into buying fragrances from Jesse's bathroom. Definitely go to Chemist Warehouse.
And also, no one cares in the family if everybody gets a fragrance for Christmas. Like if it's you get a fragrance, you get a fragrance, yes. I get a fragrance. That's fine. We're all happy with fragrances. Yes. So don't feel like you have to go buy different presents for people. Just buy all
don't
the same
shop
thing at Chemist Warehouse.
Anywhere else.
Yeah.
Ever.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And coming up next, we're going to find out what has happened to Tommy's lone Porsche. Is it good or is it bad?
Yo, Jesse.
Yeah, dog.
You got that paper ready?
Yeah, dog.
Carrie, Tommy, do that quiz from the newspaper. We do the questions first and we get them answers later. Most exciting radio quiz of all time. Carrie Bickmore, Tommy Little, put your hands up, cause it's quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Time.
Quiz time.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Do you know we were doing a quiz in the back of a cab the other day and I didn't realise the cabbie was listening, not you, you guys weren't there, my family. And then the cabbie started participating.
Did he? Was he helpful?
Yeah, but he was silent the entire time and then we were trying to guess an animal and all of a sudden he goes, cat. Cat. Like, what?
Sure,
and then I was like,
just,
oh.
Something just ran out in front of the car.
No, I know. And then he was involved from then on in once we welcomed him into the fray.
Well, you should have got his number. We could have got him involved on here.
He could have played in my place.
No. How dare you?
Question number one.
Still very tense paper quiz time.
Lady with an Ermine is a painting by which Renaissance artist?
Van Meer.
Van Meer. I didn't even know Van Meer was an artist.
Oh, isn't that called? Isn't that the girl with the pearl earring?
I don't know.
He's Dutch.
Monet. What was it called again?
Lady with an Ermine.
So she's
what is it? Ermine.
It's actually quite similar.
How
are
you meant to say Hermes?
Jessie, our ferret. It's a weaselly looking. What do they call?
Little marsupial.
It's not a rodent. What is a ferret? Is it a rodent?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a weaselly-looking thing.
Okay.
Where is that thing on her hair?
She's holding it. It's a pet. Like, so she's holding
it. And she's stroking it.
Well, I don't know if she's stroking it.
She's stroking it.
She's stroking her ermine.
She's having a bit of a renaissance
ermine.
Herself.
She's stroking
her ermine.
I hope I'm thinking of my painting.
Ermine. Keep painting.
So what did we say? Van Meer.
Yeah, but I can't remember his first name.
No, whatever. We don't. If we get Van Meer, that's
good
enough.
Yeah. Question number two. What is the main alcoholic ingredient in a white lady cocktail?
Oh, there you go. You should be able to get that.
I've never had a white lady. Do I look like a white lady guy?
Gin?
Plenty of white ladies.
Gin or Frangelico?
Not in my mouth, actually. That's...
Do you reckon it's similar to a white Russian?
White lady.
They taste different.
Vodka.
Yeah, they taste like
gin
vodka.
Gin or Frangelico. Something.
In a white lady.
Yeah, I feel like it's an old.
I reckon it'll be, or champagne. Would it be a champagne cocktail?
Yeah, it just
feels
old.
Sound strong.
And it sounds old.
Actually, let's go gin then. Yeah?
Sure.
Gin?
Okay. Question number three. Who wrote the best-selling novel Where the Crawdads Sing?
Oh, we know that because the movie came out.
The only thing
Delia
I know...
Delia Owens.
There you go. Okay. I would never have got that.
The only thing I ever know about that is that...
it's a terrible name for a book or movie.
No, that it's the American term for crayfish.
Oh,
crawdads.
Crawdads. Mm. I thought they were a bird.
No. Nah.
Oh.
Mm, and the singing thing is when you put them in a pot.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. That was, I would watch my mum do that with Marin. It was just one
What's
of the
Marin?
Marin, when we'd go marining on our spot.
Oh, Marin's you showed the me best. The big fat, the flat, yeah. big flat.
Yeah, and then we'd be like, they're fun. And then she'd put them in the pot and we'd watch them go red and we'd be like, oh, that's them dying. and then we dip them in some Thousand Island dressing.
Bit of butter.
Oh, I'm heartbroken. This is yum.
But so satisfied.
Yeah.
Oh, how good's Thousand Island dressing?
It's the best.
I don't know.
It's so good, isn't it? Yeah. I haven't had that in decades.
Okay. I don't know if I've had it.
It's like that.
Is it the
sauce
cocktail
that,
sauce?
Yeah, it's a bit
kind
like
of?
That. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Question number four. Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman play witchy sisters in which drama film?
Bewitched? No.
Practical Magic.
What's it called?
Practical Magic.
When's that? When did that come out?
Do you want some fun magic? No, thank you.
No.
Just practical.
I think about 98.
Oh, really? How did I miss that one? I was too busy marinating.
Yes. And question number five. To add insult to injury is to make a bad situation what?
Worse, isn't it?
Sure.
No, that can't be a question. Mm. Oh, my God, I finally got one. One of the ones that everybody would have gotten. Oh, I had
no idea. I was going to say better, different. I was like, God, this one's a stumper.
Okay.
The answers. Question number one was Lady with an Ermine is a painting by which Renaissance artist?
Come on, Van Diemen's Land.
It is Leonardo da Vinci.
Oh, no, and I went so hard.
I know. I bet you an ermine is a jug.
Question number two. What is the main alcoholic ingredient in a white lady cocktail? We said gin. It is gin.
Great work.
Good. I do think I said that first.
Yeah, sorry. Great work, Carrie.
Yes, just give it to me occasionally when I do get it right.
Okay. Who wrote the best-selling novel Where the Crawdads Sing? It is Delia Owens.
Carrie again.
Do you know Ollie studied that for a full 6 months and I thought the book was about birds? It's about a crow. It's not about a crow.
Oh, it's not about a crow, no. But she is a bird watcher in it.
Is she?
Yeah.
Right, good.
Question number four. Was Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman play witchy sisters in which drama film? It is Practical Magic.
Great work, Carrie.
No, that was Eli's wonder.
Sorry.
Yeah, missed that one. This is mine.
And
bring it home.
Five.
Come on.
To add insult to injury is to make a bad situation worse.
Well done, everybody. We don't usually hand out
heavy lifting participation award, don't you say?
We don't usually hand out a best on ground, but I think we can all agree that this week it was Sonda.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the show's over, Carrie and Tommy can go and sort their Christmas shopping. This Christmas, why not give a great gift from Chemist Warehouse? Shop the biggest range of big brand fragrances at the lowest prices this Christmas at Chemist Warehouse.